Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
There's a guy hit the deep right field. That ball is going. Blowing it in. Gone. He drives the authority. Now I don't believe it.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yo, what up, Yankee fans? Welcome to the Bullpen Betty Show. It snowed last night and it's freezing out, but that hasn't stopped Major League Baseball because spring training's over and the 2014 season has begun. That's right, we're 2 weeks in and on our way to that date with 28. So settle in as we give you our first impressions of this year's retooled Yankee team. For She's Betty, I'm Gigo, and this is episode 2 of the Bullpen Betty Show.
Everybody, it's Bullpen Betty, and we're back. Season 2, episode 2, 2 weeks into the season. 2-2-2. Gigo, are you there?
Yes, I am. Why are we in the bushes?
Well, I think I've found a replacement for Curtis Granderson.
Oh. Is he on our team?
And he's on our team. And I learned where... I learned the general block where he lives. See if you can guess who I'm stalking.
Give me a hint.
Well, he didn't play for the Yankees last year. You look at the lineup now, and unless Jeter or Gardner happens to be...
Or Cervelli.
It's hard to tell what team, right? The trucks are passing by. So the guy that I'm... The new player I'm stalking, I learned he lives in my neighborhood. So, you know, it's not hard for me. He is of an interesting background.
Well, does Puerto Rican count as interesting?
No, that's like American, isn't it?
It's not Beltran.
No.
It's Tanaka? He's married.
I know, so it's not. It's not him. In fact, I don't know if the guy I'm stalking is married or not, but he lives near me, so it was convenience factor. All right, well, this is going to make it a lot easier. He was on a team that we don't really like to talk about in full name, sort of like Beetlejuice on this show.
Ellsbury? Where's he from?
Ellsbury is part Native American.
Ah. There you go.
And,
talking Ellsbury right now.
Right, so Jacoby and Myers Ellsbury. I never even paid attention, because I don't pay attention to that side of the... You know, I hated all of them.
Right.
But, you know, he's not a bad-looking character. He is part Native American, and he's kicking ass and taking names.
He's playing his ass off, that's for sure.
And he lives in my neighborhood, so what I did the other day is, you might have seen the Bullpen Betty magnets.
That's
right, the magnets with our beautiful logo illustration by Sean Taggart. That has the URL on it and the logo. I put as many magnets as I could without people noticing on signs all around where I think he might live.
You gotta put one on his door.
You think I'll be able to get into his building without getting shot?
If we can get into Major League Baseball offices last year, we can get into...
That's true. If anybody thinks that I'm kidding, they're sadly mistaken. I really did what I'm saying.
I believe you. Boy, do I believe you. Hey, let's talk about baseball, though. Enough of your love life.
My love life.
In the bushes. But let's start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Hey, so they opened the season in Houston. Houston, piece of cake. They're like doormats. They lost 111 games last year. And so what happened?
Well, we lost 2 out of 3. In
the Astros.
Right, to the Astros.
I mean, they have a hill in their outfield. What is that about?
I was watching the games on TV. I'm like, I don't know if I've ever seen this stadium ever in my life. Like, it's just because they weren't in the league. I don't know.
It was called Enron Park until they all got arrested. And then it became Minute Maid Park. I'm not sure if that's still what it's called. I think they even changed the name again.
I mean, who cares, I guess. So I was watching one of those games, and I was like, wow, this seems like a team of guys who've never played together before. And then I was like, oh, wow.
They're all like 18
it's a team. No, I mean the Yankees, though.
Oh.
And then I was like, wow, it is a team of guys who never played together before. Wow.
All right. So then they go to Baltimore.
No, they went to Toronto. Oh,
Toronto. Right. That was good. And we actually did okay there. We did 2 or 3, right?
Yeah. It was okay, but...
Didn't we lose to R.A.
Dicky Dicky? Yeah, we did.
I hate knuckleballs.
Why do you hate knuckleballers?
They're really hard to hit, apparently. And then once you kind of figure it out, then they blow you for the next game because you're so used to this trying to hit a butterfly, you know?
Then the old Orioles came to New York for the opening day in New York City in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium on Monday, April 7th.
Kuroda against, Jimenez, as they call him.
Jimenez.
opening day, we won.
Yay! Yeah, that was good. Kuroda looked, you know, he had some control there. He was like Janet Jackson.
Pretty cool opening day. I like opening day, though. I've been to a couple.
Well, I didn't go to opening day this year, but I went to the day after opening day, where Nova got completely pelted with rocks and garbage. He was crap.
Well, that's right.
We lost 14-5.
But he lasted like 2 and a third innings or something like that, or 4 innings, and did quick, didn't he?
He was not there for a long time, and he should have been taken out about an inning and a half before Joe finally decided to yank him. No pun intended. It was really bad. I was there, and the most exciting thing about the whole game was that those two guys jumped on the field, and I was...
All right.
I was roaming the... You know, it was one of those games where you're like, really? Like, am I going to sit here and watch this crap? So I went to the museum, and then I was down on, like, the first level, you know, trying to get a closer look. There was really not that many people in the stadium because it was a day game on a Tuesday. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, my God... Look, those two guys, they're jumping the wall. I mean, I was right by them. They're jumping the wall. And they started running like serpentining, like in The In-Laws with Alan Arkin.
Beautiful.
Serpentine!
Serpentine!
And they got slammed like, holy crap. But I don't know. It was entertaining. You know, I mean, that stuff used to happen all the time back in the day, right? They take that seriously. I wonder if they're still in the in central booking, man.
Who was it? Was it Adam Jones?
Adam Jones.
He says he wishes that he'd be allowed to kick him in the face with his cleats.
Yes, he was not a happy man.
Screw him.
Yeah, yeah. I was sort of like, really, dude? Like, all right, like, let's not get carried. Like, they didn't do anything to you. Unlike, did you catch the Granderson thing?
Oh yeah, he touched him.
Right. So, they're playing the Angels.
How did that work? How do you get touched?
All right, so they're playing the Angels. They're in L.A., and Granderson's playing right.
By they, you mean the Mets.
Right. If anybody doesn't know, Curtis Granderson, former Love and Stocky, now plays for the New York Mets, number 3.
Nice.
And that's why you've never heard anything about him. Anyway, so they're playing the Angels out there, and a ball is hit too deep into the corner in right field, and he runs over, and he makes a great catch, and he catches the ball, and he turns around to throw it back, and an Angels fan, some guy who looked like he was, I don't know, in his late 20s, early 30s, touches Granderson's back, like Granderson's
in
the field. An angel in the outfield. And, oh my God, Granderson turned around and scolded him like he was, like, a teacher, and this kid was, like, being bad in class.
Really? You're going to cry like a little baby?
Yeah, he freaked out and he was screaming and yelling. And then he had the guy ejected, right?
Once, I remember back in the day, I went to a Yankees Red Sox game. I have to say, back in the 70s when it was for real, when it was like facing the stands and everything. And Jim Rice was playing left field. He makes the play and a fan grabs his off his head and runs off into the stands. Jim Rice jumped over the wall, ran into the crowd, got to the kid, grabbed his hat back.
No way.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's how you handle that. You don't cry like a little baby.
Well, you know what? All I have to say about that is Curtis didn't complain when I touched him on the back a few times.
Uh-huh.
He's just pissed off that he plays for the Mets.
So we finished up the Boston series, the Baltimore series, with Tanaka pitches again. He did good. He should have got the win.
He got no decision, right?
He got no decision. He struck out 10.
We lost 2 of 3 again to Showalter, though.
I was the bullpen blew it. Sean Kelly blew it.
Yeah.
And what gets me most about that game is that our man, again, Adam Jones, the one who was going to kick the other dude in the face, after the game, he started going off on Tanaka. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing special. Tanaka struck you out twice, buddy.
Right.
Wait till you have some success off him, and then you can talk. So
right.
Because he owned you, dude. He struck you out the first 2 times you faced him.
Right. That's funny that you say that, because I texted somebody. Was it you or somebody? I was like, Tanaka struck out Adam Jones. Now, Adam Jones is usually a Yankee killer, though. He really is.
He's good.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. How come you're not asking him about me? Because nobody cares about you, dude.
You've been playing for years. We know who you are. Who cares? Like, what are you talking about? So, that was not an awesome series.
Then the real series started. In my opinion, the season officially started on Thursday. Right?
Agree.
When the Red Sox came to town, we had 4 games against the Red Sox, baby. Let's get this party started.
Yes. So, yep, in a row at Yankee Stadium, started on the 10th of April.
Pineda against Buchholz. And...
yes.
I thought Pineda was fantastic. I still think he's our secret weapon.
Yeah, he was... with or without Pintar, Gigo?
It was dirt, man. It was dirt.
Yeah, maybe. But it was so funny because they were talking during the game and saying how Lou Piniella, back in the day, they said, Lou, why didn't you say anything about the other team cheating? He goes, because we were cheating too. And that's what happened that night. Because are you kidding me that you're going to talk about some like little thing on Nate's hand of Pintar? When Buchholz's whole head is dipped in pine tar?
Only the press was talking about it. It was actually the Nesson. Nesson is the Boston TV network. And they're the first guys to notice it. They're the ones that started complaining about it and showing the picture and saying, oh, he's cheating.
Right.
And then when they asked the Red Sox players, they were like, who cares? All it does is give you a better grip on the ball. And Ortiz was like, you know what? If you're throwing 95 miles an hour, rather than not get hit in the head.
Right, control over it than let it slip out.
Not even that... right. All it does give you better grip. It doesn't make the ball do anything different than it should be doing. You know? I mean, he pitched a great game. He pitched 6 innings. He struck out 7. He only gave up 4 hits. Only gave up 1 earned run. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah. And Buchholz is disgusting. And he sucked.
That game also featured unknown Dean Anna, guy in years in San Diego, hit his first career home run.
So, I tweeted from Bullpen Betty, you know, we have a Twitter handle, and I tweeted that, you know, basically about Dean Anna, you know, the greatest Yankee I never heard of until today. And then I also said that Michael Pineda is like Method Man's bastard child, old dirty bastard child. And
H-O-D.
So I put it on our Facebook page, and I noticed that it got over 2,500 views, which is a lot. So I finally figured it out.
Fans of the Woo?
It was the Dean Anna part.
It was trending.
Right. It got picked up, like this page that was putting all these different social media, you know, things on one page about Dean Anna, and we got put on that page. It was a Dean Anna thing. I was sure it was Method Man.
House.
I'm a genius, but nobody cares. So
that followed Friday night by
the game that you went to.
Took Earthquake, comedian Earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of comedy.
Who I have to work with, yes. Took him to his first Yankee game.
Really? Where's he from?
He's from D.C. He's a Nationals
fan. Oh. What a Nationals fan. They didn't even have a team.
Oh, they had the Senators for a while. But actually, he may be even too young to be a Senators fan. Anyway, so I took him to his first game, and CC pitched 7 innings. 6 of them were awesome.
Right.
And he had that one inning where he makes a good pitch, a fat bastard to Ortiz, checks swings, and because they got the shift on him, everybody's on the right side, this little dribbler of a ball,
to
he
left
gets
side.
A base hit. And CC admitted after the game that totally threw him off.
Yeah, messed with his rhythm.
Messed with his head. You know, he just lost it, and he promptly gave up 4 runs right there in that. And the next thing he comes back and does very
yeah.
Like, yeah, so I've decided that Earthquake is now banned from Yankee Stadium. But it was good to be at the park again. It's been a while. It was fun. Even when they lose, I have a good time in that place.
Well, especially when you're playing Boston, right?
Right, especially when we're playing.
Did you get a magnetic schedule?
I got a magnetic schedule, which is now on my refrigerator, right next to Bullpen Betty.
The Bullpen Betty magnet.
Bullpen Betty magnet.
It's posting all of your most important documents on your refrigerator. Well, and the next day was great. We couldn't stop hitting home runs.
Oh, right, as the Bronx Bombers finally broke out.
And McCann showed up for the New York Yankees. I'd like to welcome Brian McCann because he was
sick.
Who
was the first person I told you in the offseason we need to get?
You told me that we needed to get Brian McCann to catch.
He's a man. The pitchers all love him because he cares as much about his defense as he does about his offense.
Mm-hmm. His average still sucks, but...
Bullpen guys love him because he works really well with young pitchers. Like in Atlanta, he dealt with a lot of young pitchers. So that, like, he really... I mean, our bullpen's been pretty good. Really?
Yeah. Except for Kelly that one night.
They all credit Ken.
Wow.
He takes great pride in what he does. And he makes a point of getting to know his pitchers, what they want to do, how they like to do, what they have.
Is it sort of like, getting to know you, getting to know all about you? You think he sings that, Dem?
Right.
So then, guess who went to the game last night, Sunday, April 13th? Bullpen Betty went to the game. And it was calendar night.
Oh, you got
calendar?
Nice.
Look, I have a full calendar.
Nice. Who's on April?
CeCe.
I thought it would be like 12 pictures of Jeter.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. Derek Jeter plays the New York Yankees. Did you know? We didn't even mention him. Yes, Jeter is... They're being very cautious with him. But he's been playing okay. I mean, he's been great in the field, I thought.
I think he's hitting like 286, something like that. I mean, as bad as he looked in spring training, he seems to, like he says, once the season starts, he's doing good.
So we took 3 out of 4, which was just great. It was great. The game was great. It was.
I'll take 3 out of 4 in any series.
Yeah.
Anytime, right?
Yeah.
You can't win every game, but you can win every series. That's what
right.
trying to do.
Right.
So right now there are 7-6 on the season.
Yep.
For the first 2 weeks, I'd say I'm happy.
Yeah, I've got happy. I was not happy. Week 1, week 2. Happy. So what do you think about this replay rule?
I like it.
Boston did get screwed. Was it Dean Anna on second base?
Right. Boston got screwed on that one.
Yeah, they did. I mean, so like, okay, he was on the base, he was safe, and then he picked up his foot. I wasn't, but still, if we're going to play the letter of the law, they got screwed. But then the next time, on Sunday when they used it, and Cervelli got called out,
right.
But then they reversed it. He really was safe.
Read an article today by Tony La Russa was talking about it, because he's one of the guys who came up with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first 2 weeks, 185 games were played in the league. 84 calls have been reviewed. And of those calls, 28 calls, 33% were reversed.
How many were reversed?
28 out of 84.
Okay.
28 calls that were fixed. So it's working, right? That's a lot, I think.
Okay.
Speaking of replay, why don't you tell our fans how they can replay all of our episodes?
So for anybody who wants to listen to all of our past podcasts, you can go right to www.bullpenbetty.com. And if you are really computer savvy, you can click on the buttons that lead you right to Podomatic or Facebook or Twitter. Or you can go to Jacoby Ellsbury's corner on the Upper West Side and look for the magnets, the Bullpen Betty magnets that I've stuck up all over his block, because those have the URLs on them, and then you'll have a little keepsake.
So that brings us to the end of our show, probably one of my favorite parts.
The walk-off song of the week.
What you got?
I think because Michael Pineda has been doing such a spectacular job, and I noticed his startling resemblance to Method Man, that I need to do a Wu-Tang song, particularly a Method Man song, Shaolin's in the house. And, Method Man is my favorite Wu.
He's my favorite Wu song.
So I think we should just need to go with the M-E-T-H-O-D man. So, hit it, maestro. Peace.
Later, yo.
The RZA, the JZA, old dirty bastard, inspector deck, make porn the chef. You guard, ghost face killer, and the
method. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my cloud. You don't know me and you don't know my style. Who'll be getting brown when they come to a damn? Here I am, here I am, the method man. Patty cake, patty cake, hey, the method man. Don't eat Skippy, Jip, or Pete Pan. Peanut butter, cause I'm not butter. In fact, I snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam, Sam I am, and I don't eat green eggs and ham. Down the hitch, when they got there, you'll be like, oh, ish, that's the jam. Turn it up, now hear me get wild, I'm about to blow, light me up. Upside down, side, inside and outside, hitting you from every angle, there's no doubt. I am the one and only method man, the master of the plan, rapping shit like Saran. Rap with some of this and some of that. Hold on, what? I thought I saw a putty cat over there, but I think he meant to beware of the diggy dog shit right here. Yippee, yippee, yeah, yippee, yaw, yippee, yo. Like Dex said, this ain't your average flow. Coming like raw. So far, baby, ball. The poetry's in motion, coast to coasting. Rub it on your skin like lotion. What's the commotion? Oh my lord. Another corn chop by the Wu-Tang sword. Hey, hey, hey. Like that. It's the Method Man. Ain't no whippin' about it. It's the Method, right, y'all. Get your White House. Get your meth. Get your skins. Don't forget your horny. And we gonna do it like this. I got fat bags of skulls. I'm about to go get lifted. I got myself a 40. I got myself a shorty. And I'm about to go and stick it. Yes, I'm about to go and stick it. H-U-F-F, huh, and I pop. Blow like stuff when they go winds blow. Then soon I hit the mic like boom. Know the song about it like the here and here it go. Question, what exactly is a penny raider? Ill behavior, savior, or major flavor? All of the above, oh yeah, plus a deucer. Also flaming. With an average flow, doing average things with average hoes. Yo, I'm super, I make a bitch squirm for my super sperm. Check it, I give it to you raw but naked. I smell sex past the method. Let's get lifted as I kick ballistic missiles and shoot game like a pistol. Clippers loaded when I click bang, bang. A Wu-Tang slug hits your brain. J-U-M-P jump and I thump. Make girls ropes like pump and humpy hump. Wow, selling style is all in me. Freak a flow and flow fancy free. Now how many licks does it take for me to hit the tushy bow center of a break? Beating don't sleep, the dude's mad deep. Wu-Tang, painting motherfuckers like bleach. So to each and every crew, you're clear like glass, I can see right through. Your whole damn paws is catching them all. That's your business, you didn't have wins to begin with.
Slums of Shaolin, Wu-Tang killer bees on a swarm.
You sure have just been took up through the 36 chambers of death, kid.
Method Man.